Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same game multi. Gamble responsibly.
All right, let's have a look at this racing, Tristan. This is fantastic. 10,000 people rather than 5,000 people at Royal Randwick on Saturday for the running of the Everest. And we've got, well, it's not raining at the moment, but there's plenty of rain around. And just wondering on the impact. Barrier draw at beautiful Bondi on Tuesday. Did we see any moves out of that and subsequently?
Yes. So there's been a big move. So a Classic Legend had been the favourite for, you know, virtually the last 3 or 4 months. It had been very, very firm favourite, but Nature Strip has actually surpassed it, going from $4.60 into $4, which is surprising because Classic Legend's drawn all right in Barrier 5 and Nature Strip 10. I think it's maybe more to do with the track conditions more so than anything else. G-Trub drawn Barrier 1, $8.50 into $8. But the big go so far in betting has seen Eduardo go from $7.50 into $6. So really good one. Great race, as we know. It's gone from probably in its first couple of years, I think it was more of a gimmicky sort of race. And now we've just got absolute high quality. One of the best races on the spring in Sydney or Melbourne. I cannot wait for this race. But the one that I'm sort of looking at a little bit of value is number 6, Masked Crusader. I've got it rated a little bit shorter. I think 9.50 into 8.50 has been a little bit of a move. And I just think, you know, the focus has been on those top three up the board. I think Masked Crusader on the back of its win last start is a chance of just flying under the radar a little bit and maybe claiming the race at a big price.
I think if I had an opinion on the race, I'd be with the same horse. Tristan, I backed him last start. I mean, he absolutely flies home. I think he probably sits a touch closer here. And there is a lot of speed. And the key question about the favourite, number 1, Nature Strip, is from 10, what happens in that first 2 to 400 metres and whether he gets across, how much work he might have to do, whether Eduardo lets him get across and Eduardo wants to hold the rail. He's certainly been an absolute bulldog and flying since he's been with Joe Pride and just racking up a lot of prize money and a lot of top three, if not winning, performances. So, yes, absolute outstanding race. And the field is just, as you say, you know, group quality stars, if not group one stars. It's great to see Classic Legend there. I mean, who would forget the way that he absolutely stormed to the line in winning this race last year? He does get a nice sit again from Barrier 5, probably sitting just behind the speed down the crown of the track. I mean, it's just a ripper of a race.
What was the take on first up for Classic Legend? And I guess, you know, Lesbridge is, I guess no one's going to question him. He did tell us for 3 months leading up to the Everest last year that the horse would win. Some copped the tip, most didn't.
I guess, Jimmy, that, you know, he's had to come back from Hong Kong. He had a bleed in Hong Kong, which stopped him in his tracks. They then returned him to Australia. Lesbridge has just brought him along nice and slowly. I mean, into this campaign last year, he did have a number of lead-up trials and then a run. This year, he's had the trials, but not the run. So, Lesbridge is just one of the great trainers of the last 20 years in the way that he can prepare horses for these right races. So, and I love an interview. It's only about 4 or 5 words, but you're never left in any doubt what Les wanted to tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. For what it's worth, Paul Manning, who having on 1170 SEN, would you believe he likes Masked Crusader? So that's almost a quorum there, isn't it? Masked Crusader, currently 8.50. Why the move from 7.50 to 8.50, Tristan?
I think it was just on the back of the heavy support for the 1 and the 3 earlier. It was right. Just that was one-way traffic. Got out to a high of 9 and then just tucked back into 8.50 in recent times. So, This is a race more so than any. There's so many varying opinions. Obviously, the track as well is going to create a bit more uncertainty too. So it's just when, obviously, you lay a couple of those ones up the top of the board, a few of the others need to drift, and that was the case there. But I think it got to that $9. Well, maybe some punters thought they might have got 10 and maybe were holding off. But, it's just tucked back in 9 into 8.50 now.
Before we get to Caulfield, Jimmy, I thought our bet for Passed On Clothing was race 5 at Randwick, which is the Kosciuszko. And again, a great innovation of a race because we've got country horses running for $1 million in prize money. You'd love to have a share in one of these, and a very even race, very open market. But I thought a horse there for the Australian Bloodstock team, and they're very, very good at getting the right horse and targeting the right race for prize money for their owners. Number 7, Edit. A very big winner first up at Tamworth. Came from well back in the field, win by 2 lengths. It does have form and breeding that suggests it does like a wet track. Now, the key thing in that first up run was they left the blinkers off, and Cody Morgan was very bullish, as it was Luke Murrell, about the fact of putting the blinkers on back on. They expect this horse to improve by 4 or 5 lengths. Well, if it does, it's certainly well in the finish. Now, prior to that win at Tamworth, there was anywhere around $15 to $18 bet and taken by the owners and many of those associated with the stable. So New Zealand bred, first run here, a win and a nice price. So we'll have $100 on that at $5 for Pass It On Clothing, and hopefully it might get a little bit of a better run through than yours last week, Jimmy.
Yeah. Also looking for a better run through for in race 3, the Highway. Number 14, King's Trust is there, which I own a very small share of. $41, $11 the place there. Terry Robinson, pretty happy with the way, the great, incredible story around King's Trust, but we're excited about that. Tommy Berry gets the ride again, and Tom needs to be ready to jump. unlike what may or may not have happened at Wagga a number of starts ago. There was fierce debate in the ownership group about who actually does go on the horse, but Tom gets the ride, so all the best to Tom with that one.
Well, I might not own a share in a horse, but I feel like I do, because I think I've backed it at its last 8 or so starts for one win, and I probably should have won at least 3 others, Jimmy. So, let's hope Terry's Tommy is awake when the gates open and the horse is in the race.
Emotional roller coaster, Jared, on that one. All right, let's go to Caulfield, the running of the Caulfield Cup. It's just palings on the fence, isn't it, for incentivise Tristan at $2.50.
Yeah, and then as luck would have it, it's drawn one of the outside gates. So that's really thrown the market into a change. It's gone 2.30 out to 2.50 since the barrier draw. It was $1.80 pre the barrier draw. We opened it at 2.30 post the barrier draw, and it's drifted out to 2.50 on the back of that. It's
wow.
Obviously the best horse in the race. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Brett Pebble's been riding in really good form over the last while as well, but it's difficult to win these big races from the outside gate. It's going to have to find a posse. There's been a lot of support today and this morning for some horses that had a bit of value. So Young Werther's been back, number 15, $13 into 11. She's Ideal, 41 into 26. And then Quick Thinker has also been 81 into 61. But the biggest backed outsider for us has been number 4, The Chosen One, 13 into 12. We've had a couple of punters having their 2,000 and 3,000 on this horse already. We've really upped our limits. We're trying to be market leading on the limits on this race. We're opening the shoulders to all punters. So we're guaranteeing everyone on the race that they can get on to win 50,000 best of the best, which is the premium product we have available. And no one else in the marketplace has ever done that to those sort of levels. So we're excited about this weekend for both this race and the Everest. We're going to do the same thing. And there's punters getting in early, really sort of putting a bit of pressure on us to see if we can hold up our end of the bargain, which we definitely will. But it's a really good thing for us in the sense of, regardless of incentivized wins or losers, by it drawing the outside barrier, it has created so much more interest in this race, because now we're going to have many, many differing opinions.
And it's amazing over the history of this race how often the winner has actually drawn out wide, and many a form student would say, oh, listen, drawn that wide, if it's an on-pace runner, it's got to work and get across and then try and lead and then try and rate and then hold on. Well, there's been plenty of winners who have, but there's no doubt, you're right, Tristan, it's the best horse in the race, but it does handle damp ground, but $2.50 does look a very good price. But I'm with you. If I was working into the race, I'd be around it. I'd be with The Chosen One or Young Werther. I certainly think that they're the two to stand out. The Chosen One looks just perfectly timed here. And, you know, I mean, Murray Baker has just for the last 20 years been an outstanding trainer at getting horses ready for Group 1 races. And the way it finished off last week was outstanding, looks perfectly timed. But certainly my Quinella would be the 2, the 4, the 15, and if I was throwing something in to add some other value, it'd be the 16.
He must giggle, doesn't he, Murray? Think about the prize money on offer for these staying events over in Australia compared to what they get over there in New Zealand. Yeah, Master Horseman, I think that's a very fair. And Canny Kiwi, which almost is a mossopism, isn't it? They sort of go hand in hand when it comes to that sort of thing.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.